your job is not to answer the phone. Your job is to serve the customer. We teach 8 things. Be positive, be confident, listen, care, reassure them you can help, ask for their business, build value before you present your pricing, and express your sincere gratitude.
Wow.
You do those 8 things, you're gonna create a wow experience for the customer.
The following is brought to you by Thrive, the end-to-end client experience platform that helps you get the job, manage the job, and get credit.
Hey, this is Gordon Henry at Winning on Main Street. And this week we get to meet Zach Garside of the company Power Selling Pros. Welcome, Zach.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Great to have you. So brief intro on Zach. He's the head of marketing at Power Selling Pros, which is a business skills training firm in the Salt Lake City area. Focuses on improving your communication skills and the skills of your team, especially your customer service team. Power Selling Pros turns, this is a quote from their website, disorganized, overwhelmed customer service reps, technicians, and leaders into confident, well-oiled machines that make more money. Gosh, who could use that, huh? Zach hosts the Storytelling Habit podcast and talks about sales, storytelling, public speaking, and customer service. So Zach, take us through your journey. I mean, you're into communication, helping people storytell and communicate better, which pretty much we all need. How did you get started coaching and training people on how to communicate better?
Well, that's a great question. I'm surprised you know about the Storytelling Habit. I wasn't expecting that to enter the conversation today. So, but yeah, so Brigham Dickinson, he's the founder of Power Selling Pros, my boss. And I grew up loving public speaking, communication, and it was kind of my thing I nerded out on, I guess. And Brigham knew that. So when I got back from serving as a missionary, Brigham said, hey, do you want to come be a customer service coach? Which it was a seamless transition for me because I just spent all this time, you know, going door to door teaching people. And now I was just going to translate those skills from religion to customer service, essentially. And that's how I got into Power Selling Pros. And I've been here for 7 years, believe it or not, which is wild. I've trained hundreds and hundreds of CSR, customer service reps, technicians, companies in the trades.
So your job is to ensure that the communication skills that companies need gets transmitted to their CSRs and other frontline folks so they can really effectively train their customers or communicate with their customers.
Yeah, we start with the frontline employees. And I hate to use that term frontline because it makes it sound like they're going to battle.
Customer facing.
Right. Yeah. That's better. Customer facing. We start there and we help them improve their communication with the customer because it's the first impression of the business.
Right.
And then from there, we work our way up once people see the benefits of that type of communication being adopted there. It's all about helping the people in your company become confident, self-reliant, meaning they don't need to go put the conversation on hold, so to speak, to go ask someone else for an answer, and service-minded, always communicating in terms of what and how it benefits the other party.
Okay. So before we go too far, I want to establish who your ideal client is, because we do have a lot of listeners who are contractors of various sorts. And how big does a company have to be to have, you know, customer-facing CSRs? I mean, some of these contractors handle the calls themselves, or maybe they have one assistant. Are you mainly working with companies that have these big customer service departments, or not necessarily?
No. I would say our average client has 3 to 5 people on their customer service team. We work with a lot that have literally 1 or 2. Okay. And we work with a few clients who have 10, 20 plus.
Okay. So is there a particular methodology you can describe succinctly that you guys advocate that sort of works?
Yeah, we have a framework that we teach all our clients. It's called the Pattern for Excellence. Mm. It's 8 principles. I emphasize principles because everybody wants a script. Everybody wants to be told the exact step-by-step, word-for-word way to talk to the customer, which is a good place to start. You know, getting on a script can help you start to feel confident if you're brand new to the game. But eventually you want it to flow, not be scripted. So we teach 8 things. Be positive, be confident, listen, care, reassure them you can help, ask for their business, build value before you present your pricing, and express your sincere gratitude.
Wow.
You do those 8 things, you're going to create a wow experience for the customer. And the great thing about teaching it in terms of those principles as opposed to a rigid script is when I teach you listening skills, well, there's an infinite number of ways to show the customer you're listening. I listened to a phone call the other day where the customer service representative, she was speaking to a customer with a broken garbage disposal. And she says, oh, those garbage disposals, you never know how much you need them until they go out, right? You can't script. That's not scripted. Right. I guarantee you, no one wrote that into her script. Oh, that garbage disposal. You never know
right,
how much.
Right.
That was just her.
Yeah, winging it, feeling.
I need to show that this customer that I care. And that's how she did it. Your job is not to answer the phone. Your job is to serve the customer, period. It's to serve the customer. It's to make their life as easy as possible. If that customer wants to book online, let them book online. If that customer wants to call and pick up the phone, create a wow experience for them.
Right, for sure. I like this idea you have of turning your customer service department into a profit center. I know that's a big topic of yours. Tell us, how does somebody do that?
Well, you got to track things first. Not everybody's great at tracking the results. You've got to be able to attribute growth to the customer service department first and foremost. And that doesn't have to be complicated. I advocate for 6 metrics. Like if you track these 6 basic metrics, you're on the road to success. Number 1 is number of calls taken/made, number of appointments booked, conversion percentage on those, number of service agreements sold, if you sell that, average talk time and average time before answer. Because if you know that, you can figure out how your call center is helping the business grow. You know, you take your average ticket, say we make $350, $400 on an average service call, call center booked 200 calls this week. The math is very straightforward. Average service agreement customer pays us $10,000 over their lifetime. Call center sold 20 memberships over the phone. Your customer service is a profit center if you start tracking it. And then number 2, you just start optimizing it. Teach your CSR those skills. A lot of customer service representatives don't want to be salesy, as they say. Mm-hmm. But my 2 responses to that are always, number 1, you're going to be extremely valuable if you develop a sales skill set. And number 2, it's not sales in the sense that you're pushing something. It's sales in the sense that you're serving a customer. You're hearing about a problem. And I mean, do you consider it a hard sell when your doctor tells you need surgery or you need a cast on that broken arm? They're not selling you. You don't feel like they're selling you something. You're being served. You're being taken care of.
Right. Solution. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. And we're going to hear a lot more from Zach Garside. Thank you. At Winning on Main Street, we love speaking with successful entrepreneurs and hearing about their amazing journeys. And here's one we definitely recommend. The Million Dollar Bakery. If you want to read an inspirational story of someone who dropped out of high school and built a $1 million business with no previous experience, you must check out The Million Dollar Bakery. It's the self-told story of Rebecca Hamilton, the CEO of Chick Boss Cake, a successful bakery business in Toronto, Canada, that we highlighted in Winning on Main Street episode 116. Rebecca is a dynamic speaker, and in her book, she shares her amazing story with the hope of inspiring others to create the life of their dreams. Again, the book is The Million Dollar Bakery, and it's available through Amazon and other retail outlets. Oh yeah, if you're anywhere near Toronto, go check out Chick Boss Cake's 3 locations where you can get fantastic bakery items of all kinds. And hey, we're back with Zach Garside of Power Selling Pros. We're having a great conversation about how you can empower and train your customer service reps to really become part of your sales organization in a way, right, Zach? Your goal is to turn the customer service reps into a profit center, but you don't want to make them feel salesy. So You know, is that the goal really, is to take the customer service rep, make them comfortable with the idea of selling, but still keep them in a role where they're more helping than they are selling?
I would say it's not even to not make them feel sale. I feel like I'm getting double negatives here. It's not even to not make them feel salesy. I don't care if they feel salesy. I want them to see the impact that they can truly have on a business. If you get customer service right, it's a catalyst for change everywhere. I mean, this is the thing that I love about customer service. When you advertise to your customers, you are shouting. You're begging to be heard, begging to be seen. Billboards, Google ads, Facebook ads, wherever you advertise, you're shouting. When you send a technician to the customer's home, customer's on their guard a little bit. You know, they don't know who you are. They just let a stranger into their house. They're not sure how much money they're going to have to pay you. There's only one person in your organization the customer wants to talk to. That's the customer service representative. Everyone else has to shout. The customer service representative can whisper and the customer will hear their every word. So more than anything, I want the CSR to feel confident. I hear CSRs all the time say things like, I'm just a customer service representative. I just answer the phones. I don't have pricing in the office. I'm not a technician. All my guys are busy. And one of the first things I tell these customer service reps is, no, you are not just a CSR. When next time a customer asks you a question and you feel like you're not qualified to answer, you don't have what they're looking for, you put your shoulder, put your chest out, straighten your shoulders, and you say, I run the office here at ABC Plumbing, and I control the schedule of all of our service professionals. I'd love to get someone out to your home. Let them know what you can do for them. That's what I want to see happen. Because if a CSR feels confident in their ability to provide that kind of first impression and to grow the business, then they'll sell.
Do you tell your customers to incentivize the CSRs with bonuses or commissions based on sales? Do you go that far to get them to sell?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But why not? Give them a
well, I guess every time. I guess the argument against it would be that I've heard is that potentially upsets that delicate relationship. You just pointed it out that nobody, when you advertise, you're shouting. When the salesman talks to the customer, customers are afraid of this. And when the technician comes, they don't know, you know, they're going to get billed. Is the guy going to be there so long that they want to talk to the customer service, but if the customer service rep starts selling too hard, now they don't want to talk to them. So that's, I guess, the reason not to do it.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's why the first step is confidence. It's to make the pitch, the offer of additional services, feel like a natural, normal part of the conversation. It should be an extension of the conversation you and I are already having. And if it does feel like, this is another thing too, everybody wants to be scripted. Everybody wants to be told exactly what to do and how to do it in all circumstances. I'm not going to give you that kind of advice. I'm not going to cripple you like that. I want a CSR to use their judgment. If you really feel like you're on a conversation where offering that additional service or selling that maintenance plan is going to be salesy, as they say, or too pushy or rub the customer the wrong way, I trust you to use your best judgment to not do it then. I'm not going to micromanage you into it. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to say, hey, you offered a maintenance plan on 90 calls, but you didn't on these 10. Why? I'm not going to do that. I'll trust you to use your judgment.
Got it. Yeah. That makes sense. So the turnover rate among CSRs is pretty high in most organizations that I'm familiar with. You know, they leave. Sometimes you hear about turnover rates as high as 50% a year. So some of these CSRs just aren't in the seat very long. How do you have an impact when the CSRs are quitting fairly quickly?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's what saddens me the most. Is I was recently visiting a company with a pretty good sized customer service team, and it's a revolving door. People coming, people going. But the thing that saddened me the most was that the leadership team of this company just said, that's just how it is. That's what they said. You know, this is how we do things. And I said, I don't know if I can help you. Like, if you don't want to get better here, you know, I'm going to train the 20 people who are here. But then when they all leave, this is why ongoing coaching is important. This is why culture change is important. So we work with a lot of companies for whom the ongoing coaching changes the culture in that way. It helps these people feel like this is a career. If you've got that combination, three things lead to job misery. This is from Patrick Lencioni. He runs the Table Group. But three things lead to job misery. Anonymity, meaning you feel invisible. You feel like nobody notices you. Nobody cares about you. Guess who feels that way? Your customer service people. Number two, immeasurement, meaning there's no tracking. There's no way to see the impact I'm having on the organization. People want to see the difference they're making. They don't want to just clock in and clock out. But that's how most customer service people view themselves, as I just answer the phones. Success to the average customer service person is 40 hours in a week. It doesn't matter that I only booked 35% of the calls that I took. I did my time. But this isn't a prison sentence. I did my time in jail. I mean, good heavens. So you've got anonymity, people feel invisible, immeasurement, where people just feel like they don't know how to measure their impact within the organization. And then the third thing that leads to job misery, irrelevance, meaning they don't know the purpose of the organization. Like there's no, the boss sets a new goal. Like we're going to get from 4 million to 5 million, everybody. Mm-hmm. 5 million to six. And, you know, and once you're at the company long enough to know how this works, you eventually reach a point where you're like, why? Why do we just keep raising the number? What's mm-hmm. the bigger picture here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why should I care? Uh-huh. Yeah. And if you can get those three things in place, make your people feel heard, seen, recognized, erase anonymity, mm-hmm. make them be able to see the impact of their work on the company and give them a reason to care about the company's goals. Mm-hmm. Besides, the boss said it's important.
Zach, how should people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about Power Selling Pros?
Two things I'd recommend. Three, actually. Number one, go to powersellingpros.com. We have an insane amount of content and free resources on there that contractors love. Most notably, every Friday, I do a live show on YouTube called This Call May Be Recorded, where I listen to live customer service calls and coach them up. People love this show. It's really fun. We're on, I think this will be our 17th week in a row doing it. So watch the show. You can email me directly, Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, at powersellingpros.com. We also do a newsletter on LinkedIn called The Wow Experience. You can find Zach Garside on LinkedIn, subscribe to our newsletter that we do there. We do not hoard any of the things that we teach. This stuff is freely available everywhere. But if you want the coaching, that's when you got to pay up.
Well, Zach, this has been an awesome conversation. I want to thank you for stopping by, and it was great to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so very much, Gordon. It's been awesome to talk with you.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, please tell a friend or colleague to subscribe, and please leave us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. Helps us with the rankings. Until next time, make it a great week.